This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Operation Sindoor showcased India's indigenous defence capabilities and the strength of Make in India to the world. He was speaking after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for 15 mega development projects worth around 47,600 crore rupees in Kanpur, Uttar Pradesh this afternoon. Mr. Modi also flagged off the Kanpur Metro's new corridor between Chunni Ganj and Naya Ganj. These projects are aimed at boosting the region's infrastructure and connectivity. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted that it is a matter of pride for the entire Uttar Pradesh that it is playing a big role in self-reliance in the defence sector.
Palgam ke kairna aatanki hamle mein hamare Kanpur ke bete Shubham Dwivedi bhi is barbarta ka shikar hue. Beti Aishanya ki wo peeda वो कष्ट और भीतर का आक्रोश हम सब महसूस कर सकते हैं. हमारी बहनों बेटियों का वही आक्रोश ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के रूप में पूरी दुनिया ने देखा है. हमने पाकिस्तान में आतंकियों के ठिकाने घर में घुसकर सैकड़ों मील अंदर जाकर तबाह कर दिए और हमारी सेना ने ऐसा पराक्रम किया है कि पाकिस्तानी सेना को गिड़गिड़ाकर युद्ध रोकने की मांग करने पर मजबूर होना पड़ा.
Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 48,000 crore rupees in Rohtas district of Bihar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has warned that if Pakistan carries out any terrorist attack against India, it will have to face the consequences and suffer defeat. He said India will not hesitate and will use every method to root out the menace of terrorism. Mr. Singh was addressing officers and sailors on board India's first indigenous aircraft carrier, INS Vikrant, off the Goa coast today. The defence minister called for the handing over of the terrorists like Hafiz Saeed and Masood Azhar to India. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has lauded the industry and manufacturing activity, saying that the country witnessed real GDP growth of 7.4% in the fourth quarter of last financial year. She said the real GDP growth was 6.5% in the financial year 2024-25. She was addressing at Lakshmipat Singhania IIM Lucknow National Leadership Awards 2025 in New Delhi today. The finance minister said India is sustaining the growth and it is the fastest growing economy for 4 years continuously. Health Minister JP Nadda today held a series of meetings with health ministers of 6 states and union territories to assess the progress made by tuberculosis or TB. During the meeting, the minister stressed on the need to lower both the incidence and mortality rates of TB by ensuring early and comprehensive screening. He said that the national goal is to bring down the TB incidence rate to 47 cases per lakh population and the mortality rate to below 3 per lakh population. In badminton, India's men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty secured a spot in the Singapore Open semi-finals with a win over top-ranked Malaysians Goh Shi Fei and Noor Izzuddin. The Indian duo defeated the world number one pair in straight games 21-17, 21-15 in just 39 minutes at the Singapore Indoor Stadium. India enjoyed a stellar day at the Asian Athletics Championships as Gulveer Singh bagged his second gold, leading the country's medal charge. Gulveer clinched the medals men's 5,000 metres title in a championship record time of 13 minutes 24.78 seconds, surpassing the previous mark set in 2015. He had earlier won gold in the 10,000 metres event on the opening day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.